This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Loving God, for the desert places in which we walk, the streets we roam, the paths we cross, guide our feet. Take us to places where you would go. Give us the words that you would use, that this Advent morning of joy and promise and preparation, we might point the way with John the Baptist to the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Amen. Please be seated. Gaudete Sunday. Rejoice, rejoice. There's a scene in one of my favorite movies, Moonstruck, where this big Italian family is seated around a dining room table, just sitting there in silence. Another relative walks in and after a pause says, "What are you doing?" The mother, without even looking up, says, "Waiting." And that's what we're doing this morning. We're waiting. We have 8 whole days to go. We're waiting for the birth. We're waiting for Christ. A little early for joy, 8 days away, don't you think? But actually, the good news is we don't have to wait. Christ is here now in all of us, in each of us. As I said a few weeks ago, Jesus' ministry was to form the beloved community. But even he couldn't do it alone, even when he was here on earth. So he formed disciples, and they formed disciples, and those disciples formed disciples, and so and so and so and so and so and so, all the way to us, disciples. So as we wait today, let's remember why Jesus came to us and what our mission as his disciples is. This is not about Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. This is about the presence of Christ in our world. The Christmas story is very beautiful. But to find out what it really means, we have to read the Beatitudes. In today's gospel, John the Baptist is asked by 3 groups of people, "What should we do?" To the ordinary people, he says, "Whoever has 2 coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." When the tax collectors ask him, he says, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." It's too bad he didn't say, "Don't collect taxes." But he said, "Don't take any more than is prescribed." And when the soldiers ask him, he tells them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." So translated into 2018, 2019, what he's saying is be generous, share what you have, don't cheat anyone, and don't be a bully. Now I would guess that everyone in this church already practices these simple things that John directs. So here's another way. Simply remember all that God has done for you in your life and how you have responded, how you are responding now, and think about how you might respond in the future. And finally, as St. Paul says in our epistle, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. In the opening prayers, we said, like peace, joy is a gift from God. It overtakes us and it fills us, even in the midst of sadness and loneliness and grief, when we remember what God has done and what God has promised to do. Christ came and is coming so that all people might have a rich and abundant life. Remembering this, St. Ignatius of Loyola prayed every day, "What have I done for Christ? What am I doing for Christ? What will I do for Christ?" And Michael Curry, our presiding bishop, in his Christmas message to the church last year, quoted the theologian Howard Thurman. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers and sisters, and to make music in the heart. And finally, Thomas Merton tells us, and I quote, "The Advent mystery is the beginning of the end of all in us that is not yet Christ." So this morning, we're waiting, but he's already here. The Lord is near. Gaudete, rejoice. Amen.